Hello, everyone, and welcome
to a special edition of the What's Your Top 10 podcast here on BingeCorner.com. I am your host, Ian Glendon, and as you can tell by the music, the very festive music, it is Christmas time here in the United States and across the world. So if you celebrate, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone out there. So today we're going to do just a very brief, little quick top 5 Christmas movie list. Now, I know this is going to vary greatly from everyone else, and certainly people have their own opinion and everything like that. It's very subjective, but in the spirit of the holiday season, and of course the spirit of this podcast, I'm going to put this down here now. So right off the bat, I want to clarify that I excluded adding any of the classic cartoons a la Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Grinch and stuff like that, because as the fact that they're a little bit shorter, and I think we all agree that they're classics, and, you know, they're always going to be up there and would probably litter a top 5 list. So, for the sake of this exercise, I decided to exclude them from my own personal list, but don't think that I do not love those, and I will watch them over and over every Christmas season. So, all right, let's jump right into it, and I started with my number 5 movie, and that is A Christmas Carol. And I'm going all the way back almost 90 years, 1938. Not me personally. I was certainly not alive during that time. But now I'm talking about the original A Christmas Carol that was produced in 19 and debuted in 1938, starring Reginald Owens as Ebenezer Scrooge. Obviously, we all know the story. It's an adaptation of the Charles Dickens novella. And look, it's a classic Christmas story that has been redone 10 times over. You know, you could have mentioned Scrooged, starring Bill Murray, which is more of a comedic take on the whole story. But this one, A Christmas Carol, was just, it's a classic, black and white, and for years it has been a staple among Christmas-themed movie watchers, and I think it's always going to play a role in my list. So, all right, number 4 for me, A Polar Express. Now, I know some people vary differently on this movie. I happen to like it. I like the innocent nature of it. I'm a big fan of Tom Hanks, so he kind of plays the role of the conductor and kind of the main character very, very well. And look, and to me, it's a very fun, modern take on just Christmas. And that's what you're really looking for when you watch a Christmas movie. You want to find something that captures the spirit of the season, and in my opinion, that movie certainly did that. But much like A Christmas Carol, it was an adaptation of a book. In this case, it was the 1985 children's book by Chris Van Allsburg of the same name, of course. But again, another fun story, take place in the 1950s, but fun of this holiday spirit, encapsulating it to its fullest. So number 4 for me, Polar Express. So, all right, number 3. And now we're getting kind of into the more very, very personal favorites. Certainly this will not rank up there among some of the kids' best Christmas movies to watch, but Bad Santa, starring Billy Bob Thornton. Just a completely raunchy, over-the-top, disgusting comedic film that, at the end of the day, just like a lot of these other films, manages to catch the spirit of Christmas. Now, again, this movie is not for the faint of heart, and certainly not for anyone under the age of 18, because it has taken that R rating and really pushed it to the max. But anyone who loves comedy, who loves Billy Bob Thornton, and certainly loves the Christmas season, will really dive into this movie, as it gives you a different view of the holiday spirit. And at the end of the day, that's what really matters, is encapsulating the Christmas spirit. So number two. Now, this is a personal childhood favorite of mine. It is a movie that I watch, one of the first movies I watch every single holiday season, and that is The Santa Claus. Now, I know there's been multiple remakes and sequels, and I think there's a TV show out now, but the original, starring Tim Allen, I know, again, you know, maybe he's not everyone's favorite comedian, but the movie itself is just, it's a great, great Christmas tale that really kind of captures childhood imagination and certainly the innocence that comes with being a child on Christmas. And of course, you know, Tim Allen, again, like I said, not everyone's favorite comedian, but funny nonetheless, and he really takes that role and plays it well. And I think, again, the movie from start to finish is it's a great way to capture the Christmas spirit, because it challenges characters that don't necessarily have it to begin with to find it. And I think that ultimately is the goal of a lot of these Christmas theme movies. And real quick, before we get to number one, I do want to say honorable mention, Die Hard. Yes, it is a Christmas movie, and it could have very well landed on this list. But for the sake of this, and to kind of stay true to the very pure Christmas theme, I decided to leave it off this list. But I did want to give it a very honorable mention. So, number one. Again, another childhood classic favorite of mine. I'm 36 years old and was born in 1986. So when Home Alone comes out in 1990, it is the perfect way to introduce myself to the Christmas movie world. And this is going to land on many, many people's top five or top 10 list. Macaulay Culkin, obviously, being the main character, obviously gets left at home. And you know, obviously, craziness ensues as Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern are obviously in hot pursuit of Kevin McAllister, and of course, hijinks pursue. But again, the main theme of this movie, and of course, every one of these other Christmas movies, is the spirit of the season and how a dispute among a large and very loud family brings them closer together among the holiday season because of the spirit of the holidays. So, like I said, there's going to be a lot of difference here. There's going to be a lot of disagreement. You know, some people value the classics a little bit more, like A Christmas Story. I personally, not a big fan of the movie, but I understand that people will very likely put that in their top five as well. But for me personally, this is my top five list, and we would love to hear more from you guys. Let us know. Head over to BingeCorner.com. And, of course, head over to at Binge Corner on Twitter to follow us there and give us your thoughts. And we appreciate you listening. So, once again, thank you, everyone, for listening to this very brief but festive episode. And we look forward to hearing from you again. So, download this podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search What's Your Top 10, and you'll find it right here. So, thank you, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon.